You're good to go, Jim.
All right, welcome, everybody. We have our chairman, who is homesick. He's in on the conference call. And the first order of business will be a call to order for the meeting. And the second order of business is to excuse Tony. He isn't here. Is there a second? We have a second. All in favor?
Craig, second.
Aye.
Okay. Okay. We have we excuse Tony. Next is going to be the adoption of the agenda.
Yeah, Craig,
we'll give everybody a minute or so to look at the agenda and see whether there's any additions or deletions.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt tonight's agenda as written.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to adopt as read. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
There's a delay on the phone.
Yeah.
There's a delay.
Ah, okay. Good. Okay, next will be the adoption of the minutes. For those of you that haven't had a chance, I'll give you a minute or so to look over the minutes.
I'll move to adopt the minutes from November 3rd as written.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt the minutes. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Next is public comment. Will there be any public comment at the meeting? Seeing and hearing no public. We'll go to old business. And first, for old business, is discussion of historic properties designation. And Chairman Galbraith, do you wish to speak on this?
I don't really have a lot more to speak on that other than what we talked about in November. I thought we were going to have a presentation or a discussion about this. I could be mistaken on that, but the discussion that we had or I had with the town council is that they certainly did approve that the Historic Preservation Commission could send out letters, that was an interest, asking people if they would be interested in getting the plaque or being designated by the Federal Point Group as a historic property. But that's kind of where we left it.
But at least as far as myself, I met with the people at the Historic Society, and they made contact with staff here, and they're in the process, from what I understand, of exchanging addresses and photographic evidence of the different structures, and probably put a report together for us for next month's meeting.
Are they going to send it to us, Jim? Because she hasn't reached out to me regarding that, so I'm not sure.
I'll see that they
okay.
do.
Okay. Thank you.
And beyond that, we also had a discussion about expanding the historic district, preservation district, and I think we came to a consensus that at this time we're not interested in doing so. And so I think that discussion is over, and I wonder if we might remove that from our agenda moving forward.
Well, I didn't really put it on the
I would agree with that. In fact, I did communicate to the town council that was the opinion of the HPC that as of the present time that we were not going to have any more discussions. That maybe sometime in the future we would revisit that. But that for right now the general feeling of the commission was that we were going to stick with our current designation.
Okay. Okay, so do you want me to remove the discussion of historic preservation?
Historic property.
Thank you, Jim. Discussion of historic property designation, because that's the item on the agenda.
No, that's still there because I think the town council, what we had talked about, and the town council approved that, is that the HPC would take a lead in writing letters to properties that the historic group felt would be appropriate, encouraging them to get the designation. I think that's still on the agenda, and the letter would be under the HPC letterhead. What I believe is off the future discussion, at least for right now, is expanding the boundaries.
That gets back to Beth's first question. How do we get the addresses to send the letters to?
The addresses will be made up of the list from the research that was done throughout the town.
And will that be provided to staff?
Yes. That will be shared by the Historic Society with staff.
So it sounds to me like this now moves to staff communicating with the Federal Point Historical Society.
Yeah, that's already started.
So, again, I'm not seeing the need to keep this on the agenda. Because that was settled, right?
Is staff drafting the letter to the residents, or is the board drafting that letter? That's where I'm a little confused. Because that
should be the board.
Oh, I thought the letter was being drafted by Federal Point. No?
They're providing addresses.
Yeah, they're providing the addresses, and then we're sending out the letter.
Because the letter will only be going to Keary Beach, whereas the Historic Society has a much larger area of responsibility.
So I don't know if you want to designate someone on the board to draft the letter and then have Jim maybe review it. I don't know.
Yeah, it would be a standard letter.
Yeah. And we can put it on letterhead and we'll do the mailing part. But
you guys need to come up with that standard letter, and then basically we just change the name and address and send it.
Does Chairman Galbraith have a suggestion on who should draft the letter?
I think it's just probably going to be about a 4 or 5 cents letter. I certainly don't mind trying a first cut at it.
He's a good letter writer.
Okay. Sounds like a deal.
So yeah, I'll go ahead and bring in a draft letter for our February meeting, if that's okay. And if staff can, or, just get the addresses, then we should be able to wrap this up, I would say, with our February meeting.
Yeah, I'll reach out to the Federal Point and get the addresses.
Great.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you.
And next, under old business, is the future of the monthly HPC meetings.
Well, it seems to me once we get this letter solidified or finalized, that would be all the regular business that we have, right? Except for if something comes before us. And so we had discussed only holding the meeting, because I think it's in our rules of order that we only meet when we have business in front of us.
You'll meet annually in January, and then when you have business in front of you. In January you can do training and whatever the board.
Well, if we can get everything done before our February meeting of this, then the February meeting should be the last meeting that is called unless there's an item that comes up.
Yeah, we'll do the mock trial in February too. Did you want to set a date or a time for that?
Can that be during our normal meeting time?
Let's see, we normally meet at 6 and the PCC meets at 6:30. Let's do it at 5:30. Or how would you do that?
How long do we need?
Probably more than 30, but not much more than 30. Can we run PCC a little late? Let's just do it at 6:30. regularly.
Could that be an agenda item for a P&Z meeting?
It could be, yeah.
I don't think that.
Just mock trial.
For PZC?
Not PZC.
HPC.
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 Yeah, mock COA hearing would be the agenda item on HPC's agenda. And we can start that meeting at the regular time of 6.
Do we want to talk about the mock meeting on the P&Z agenda?
It's not a P&Z item. It's a mock COA and HPC and COA.
Training.
Yes, training.
Well, what's your pleasure on proceeding with the training?
I'll add it to the, it'll be under new business. Well, you want under new business?
Sure.
Yeah, so it'll be under new business on the HPC agenda for February.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and add that.
I know we usually don't get many people from the public at these meetings, but that means we're going to be doing a training session where someone from the public could be here.
It's okay. Your training sessions are public meetings as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good enough.
Besides that, it would be entertaining.
The public will be sad who missed it.
Yep.
All right. There any other items to come up for the Historic Preservation Commission? Craig, do you have anything?
No, I have nothing. From the sound of it, that our February meeting would be the mock COA process, and then the letter, and then after that, we would just meet when the COA issue comes up. Is that correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
No, I have nothing else.
Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Ayes have it.